Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. Welcome to my August podcast. So just like always, I'm publishing a new Hub Pages article. I'm moving to Volume 3 of the Machine Intelligence Papers. This is my recommendations. Now, Volume 3 is probably not going to be as long as Volume 1 and 2 were at 10 episodes each, but it'll certainly be something where I've got quite a few recommendations that I think are valuable. So the first two are quite simply, you know, we need to have a structure in place to prevent the utilization of machine intelligence by those people who are having criminal intent. And the other side is the concept of enabling. But I'll talk a little bit more about that in this podcast. Right now, I want to talk about my two sponsors, Creative Technology and Innovation, a company based on and utilizing John Boyd's OODA Loops to help you make better decisions faster. And the novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now in paperback, also in ebook, and coming soon in an audiobook format to a store near you, or in the case of audiobook, probably online somewhere. Anyway, we head into the first week of August, which is always interesting. I'm enjoying the hot, sweltering, disgusting weather. Yeah, okay, so I'm not enjoying it. It's hot and humid every day. That's the joy of living in what used to be a swamp. 90-90 is pretty much your de rigueur for the month of August, for the month of July, unfortunately. September, towards the end of September, it starts to cool down a little bit. You end up with slightly shorter days, and so not as much sunlight, not as hot and humid. So you're going to run like 90-90 or high 80s and 90% humidity probably through the second week of September, and then it starts to tail off, and then get to the end of October and it drops off the cliff and it gets cold. And I don't mean cold in the sense that, you know, we haven't had measurable snow in the D.C. area in, you know, 3-4 years, but in D.C. a quarter inch of snow is enough to have the crazy drivers go nuts. Anyway, going to my recommendations, Volume 3, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the concept of criminal use of what is machine intelligence. I worry about that a lot because you can game systems already, and in particular, people with the intent of deceit, are going to utilize machine intelligence to produce information that isn't valid. We saw it in the 2016 and the 2020 elections. The disinformation campaign wasn't necessarily produced by machine intelligence. It was produced by humans in most cases. But the reality is machine intelligence could be able to do that a lot faster and a lot more of it. And it's going to be a little bit harder to figure out, you know, kind of who's out there and what's out there and what's viable, what's valuable. So it's, you know, it's becoming harder and harder to verify what is a reality and what is a deep fake. So those using machine intelligence for a criminal impact and a criminal intent really concern me, worry me. That's a group of people that I find myself nervous about. Not that I am, you know, specifically nervous because they are criminals. If they so choose to live their life that way, that's their choice. I just want to make sure they don't impact me because I choose not to live my life that way. So I don't really want to be impacted by the criminality of those who seek to misuse systems. And one of the things that worries me is the reality that someone with criminal intent could misuse a machine intelligence system, resulting in that system being utilized not just for the, you know, kind of the structurally bad thing, but the reality is from a perspective of it'll be used in a way that hurts others. And that worries me, right? So my initial kind of recommendation, I decided to break the recommendations into two categories. One is, you know, kind of things to stop. And the other is things to do more of. Kind of go back to the old review format from years ago. This is something I want to stop doing. This is something I want to continue doing better. In this scenario, as we think about this concept, this go forward path of looking at how machine intelligence can impact the world, the use of machine intelligence by criminals concerns me. there's a number of ways that it can be used, and I talk about a couple, but I'm only talking about the first two. There's several more, and I probably will talk about more in my next issue, issue two for volume three. It worries me. It's something that I don't see a lot of good coming out of it. Like I said, I see a fair amount of negative in this process. I see a fair amount of negative going forward. The other side of machine intelligence that I'm interested in, and I really think is really interesting, not interesting, but great, is this concept of machine intelligence enabling humans. So the enabling part is the power today of what we call machine intelligence. I don't necessarily think that machine intelligence in and of itself, is necessarily as well designed or as well implemented as we would wish it would be. It's more that there are things that it can do today that it's really good at. So if you look at any large amount of data that needs to be culled through, a machine intelligence is going to do a better job of looking through that data than a human being will. That reality of consuming and reusing and acting on information is really kind of what a machine intelligence would do well, right? If you think about large language models, they are literally large amounts of data that are put into a framework where they can be consumed. And then underneath that, you create the intelligent points within it, or what are sometimes called the expert systems. And the expert systems then go deep into a specific area of the data, right? So you might have a large language model, and then it might have 20 or 30 expert systems underneath that. And then those areas that are between the expert systems, now you would have a discussion, right? You'd have two expert systems discussing the data, thereby the information given back to you, the requester of that information, would be more valuable. Anyway, so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now, is this concept of good and bad. And this week's good is that machine intelligence can enable people to be able to do their jobs faster. And of course, the negative for me right now is that there's a reality of people seeking to use machine intelligence for criminal purposes. And those criminal purposes are something that just make me a little queasy, a little uncomfortable, a little bit green around the gills, as they used to say. Anyway, that is my Hub Pages article this week, and kind of my topic of conversation: the good and the bad of machine intelligence. Not necessarily good, bad, and evil, but just good and bad. Something to think about. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a great day.